Morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich at 5 with the opening bell and the great Steve Cochran with your morning drive at 6. We are welcoming back to the show Ron Henderson. He is known as the Fitness King. And we figured, you know, summer is just around the corner. And people want to get healthy. They want to lose weight. They want to feel better because it's summertime. And we thought we'd get Ron on to talk about his general tips, his seven habits for healthy people. He's got a bunch of books we can talk about. He's got a TV show that's seen locally in Minneapolis. It's on YouTube called Motivation. And Ron's got a whole set of new apps that will help you get into shape and keep you going. He's the Fitness King, and you can check out fitnessking.com for more information. We have a link on our Facebook page, and we're happy to welcome him back, Ron Henderson. Ron, welcome back to the show.
Yes, glad to be back. Nick, how are you?
I'm all right, sir. How are you?
Always good. It's, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm kind of boring because I'm always good, and I don't make that up, but that's the way it is. I've learned at 63, I've just kind of learned to keep it positive and keep things on the right track. So,
yeah, all
glad
right.
To be back.
63 years old, and you're in fantastic shape. Are you in the best shape of your life, Ron?
In the best shape of my life? I don't know if I'm in the best shape of my life. But, I mean, people would look at me, and they would say, yes, I am. I feel great, obviously, but, you know, it's funny, like anything else, Nick, as you get older, you got to work a little bit harder from the standpoint of making sure that you stay active, because it's so easy for those things to, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's old age on anybody. It has a cumulative effect. So you just got to stay busy.
Yeah.
And, you know, my dad he turned 90 a couple months ago. And
oh,
I'll
good.
Tell you what.
That's great.
He travels all over the country and you just stay inactive. He's in great shape. And so, yeah, you
that's,
can do it.
Yep. Yeah, that's great. Okay, Ron, tell everybody your story. Remind everybody about how you, you know, because you were like the guy that was getting the sand kicked in his face for a while.
Well, yeah, I kind of grew up in an environment where I didn't have really a lot of friends, and there was a lot of different things going on with racism, different things, and you know, I was a little guy, you know, I was like 90, what I think it was, I wrestled 90, well, I wrestled 90, 98 pounds in 10th grade, okay?
Wow.
So it tells you about my weight.
Yeah.
And so I was a little guy. And I used to watch, you know, and I say this all the time. I never want to, you know, like kind of just put this out all the time, but it's the truth. I'd see Jacqueline on TV, and then I'd see Popeye the Sailor Man. I'd see all these shows. I'd pick up Popular Mechanics, and I'd see, you know, the Charles Atlas, and they show the pictures of the guy being bullied. And I was kind of like, well, that's me. And they show the guy how, you know, you start working out, and now you get these muscles, and now, hey, you know, you save the day and all that stuff. So it really drove me, all that stuff with Jacqueline really being the main motivator really drew me to start exercising and wanting to take better care of myself, because I'm like, I'm looking at a guy his age, and I'm thinking, he's in terrific shape. I want to be that way. So I just started working out, and I made it a lifestyle, and eventually,
yeah.
As I got older, I just decided, you know what, this is something I want to do to help Nick to really help other people out, because so many people are always asking me for advice in the health clubs. So that's how I kind of got into that. I just decided, I mean, 37 years ago now, to start my business, and I wanted a name that people would remember. And so I thought, you know, you got the King of England, you got the Queen here and all these things. And I thought, you know, how about the Fitness King?
Yeah. That's got a great ring to it, Ron.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, fitnessking.com is the website, and we're going to talk about the books that you've written. And but you have a TV show that's seen locally in Minneapolis, but people can see it on YouTube. It's called Motivation. Tell me about that.
Yeah, Motivation, actually, you can see it. I think as far as actually Wisconsin, it hits anywhere from 600,000 to 1 million people. And that show, really, what I do on Motivation is I try to bring people on, Nick, who have a good story to share, something that's positive, and I want to give people exposure because they're not getting it, and if they do get it, they got to pay a lot of money for it. And so this is my third year. I mean, whether it be I've had people on like Grammy Award winnings, people, Sounds of Blackness. I've had some national people on. I think it's got Paul Carotes. He was on, what's that show? The one with the Sopranos.
Mm-hmm.
And different people I've had on the show, but really just to promote them. And especially somebody who has a positive message that other listeners will hear that will make them decide to do more in their life. And that's really what it's about, to kind of be the catalyst, just like an exercise, to get people to take that next step. I mean, maybe they have a book that they'd like to write or something. Whatever it is, people need to be encouraged.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think Jack LaLanne really did motivate a lot of people, wouldn't you say, Ron?
Jack LaLanne, I mean, yes, he did. And it's interesting because that you mentioned that his wife, Elaine, right now, she's taken the mantle. She just got an award in Chicago. She was doing push-ups on her 20 push-ups on her 91st birthday.
Wow.
Now talk about that,
wow.
Right?
Wow.
91, and she's doing push-ups, and she's in great shape, and she's really doing the same kind of continuing, which I really love because it's inspiring people to say, it doesn't matter what your age, just do something. And I've always said this, if you can move, you can improve,
mm-hmm.
Period.
Yeah. Have you done personal training, Ron?
That's what I've been doing for 37 years.
Yeah, yeah. And how many people do you have?
I don't count. And, I've said that before. What I tell people is I can count the people that I've done for free. Okay?
Yeah.
But, it's really, I couldn't tell you how many people I'm training right now. I work a lot. Like today, I mean, I start officially at 6. I'll be out of here at 6:15 tonight. I think I have an hour break. So that's actually nonstop.
Yeah.
Those are the days that I'm working, I work nonstop. And what I've done in the last year actually is Thursdays I've taken off for the most part, other than maybe 4 hours. I use that time to try to volunteer in the community and help out with different organizations like Teen Challenge or whatever it is. And so that part has changed because I want to give back in another way as well. I want to just keep giving and giving and giving and helping people.
And of all the people that you do personal training with and over the years, does the age range vary? Does the age do you women and men and all kinds of people, children as well?
Oh yeah, I've done it anywhere from I'd say 12 to, no, it should be 80, 12 to maybe 80. I have a couple guys right now that are in their, one guy's 69, the other guy, he's 79 or 78. I think he just turned 78. And yes, it doesn't really matter. I mean, it's, if you saw photos of this guy that's 69, you wouldn't believe what he looks like. Mm. All right. You would not believe it. So here's a guy who's financially fit, but he's physically fit. He looks better than he did like 16 years ago when I met him.
That's amazing. And let's talk a little bit about, I love the books that you've written, the Mason books. Tell everybody about how that started.
Well, that started it's like anybody else when you're working. I had my kid, my sons, and you know what? I had to actually bring him to my workout facility.
Right.
I mean, you got to be able to work and still provide for your kids. And so my son, Mason grew up. I'd have the crib right there in the studio, and my clients loved it because he was such a, handsome boy. And so he grew up being there, and he'd always watch me. Then as he started getting where he could start moving around, walking, and, he's like 5, 6, whatever. As he started growing up, he'd always want to try to mimic the movements of things that I was doing. And I thought, for some reason, I just thought, let me write this book about Mason the Mouse, because he was in and out of, like mice, how they're like in and out.
Right.
They're always in the way. They're here. And he'd sneak around. He'd do this. And I just thought, let me come up with this book. And so I started a book called Mason. It became a series, actually, Mason the Mouse series. And it's really about a mouse that encourages their friends, the animal friends, to start working out. Because my son would always get other kids to do different activities outside. He'd try to get them to work out, too, in a fun way, like trampoline, different things. And so I came up with the series, Mason the Mouse. And then I wrote Snack Attack was the second kid's book, and there's actually about 3 books in that series. The third one I haven't had time to actually get the illustrations done. That will be coming out hopefully in the next 12 months.
Okay, and those are really great. And then you have other books as well that you've written regarding fitness, correct?
Yes, sir. Fitness Economics for a Healthy Body and Mind, and then Fitness and Faith. So those are the other two, and that would probably be the main two. The first book that I actually wrote, and it's been so long, actually, it was over 20-some years ago. Mm. What is it worth for you to become physically bankrupt? That was the first book that I wrote.
Mm.
And I actually had a publisher come along and say, I want to publish that book. And, you know, life, you learn a lot, Nick, as you go. And I would never have a publisher. I think it's important to self-publish, because then you get out there what you want.
Right.
And they publish a book, and a lot of times it just really isn't what you want. And it's about, for them, it's about making money. For me, it's about getting a message out there, Nick, that will help motivate people, motivate you, motivate the listeners, motivate anybody to start taking that action, because health is the most important thing that you'll ever have while you're living, your health.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, how old is Mason now?
Mason is 24.
24. That's great. That's great. Does he still work out with you?
He doesn't work out with me, but he's got his own life. He's married, but he's got muscles. It's interesting that you said that. I saw him at a Caribou one day, and I didn't recognize him because it had been a while. So I was like, your muscles. And I just kept talking about his muscles, and I kept hugging him. I said, I can't believe your muscles. and so now he's trying to do some things, too, and he's got some little motivational things out there. And he's an actor, and he's a very talented guy. I love him to death, and yes, but it's – and then my other son, too, Brandon, who's in another book that I'm working on, he works out, and my other son, Majestic, they all work out. They're handsome, and not to go on, but here's the thing. I set those examples early on.
Yeah.
So a lot of people set the example early on of things like drinking, of things like cursing, and things like anger issues. So what happens is then – those kids grow up with that in their background, then what do? They duplicate that. So my kids grew up in a background where they didn't hear cursing. There was no drinking. I'm not saying I'm a perfect person, but what I'm saying is the background that I was an example for them to follow,
right.
And they're doing that.
That's great. All right, listen, hang on, okay? Ron, hold on a second. We are going to talk more with Ron Henderson. He is the Fitness King. Check out fitnessking.com. And we got some tips for you to get into shape. Almost summer is around the corner. You want to look good. You want to feel good. You want to be healthy. And we are going to give you the general tips, which are the 7 habits of healthy people. And Ron's going to give those 7 habits of healthy people and tell you how to keep those going. And also, a quick mention, Ron's got some new phone apps that we're going to talk about as well. And we'll come back, talk more with Ron Henderson, the Fitness King, right after this on WGN. Okay. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. My guest is Ron Henderson. He is known as the Fitness King. You can check out fitnessking.com for more information. We also have a link on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. He's written several books. He's got a TV show called Motivation. He's 63 years old. He's in great shape, and he's a personal trainer who has helped many, 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 many people. And we thought summer right around the corner. You guys are going to want to get into shape. You want to feel better about yourself. Ron is back. Hey, welcome back, Ron.
Yes, always. You know, always great to be at the number one. You guys are the number one radio station in the world in my mind. Okay, I'm serious.
Okay,
WGN out of Chicago. Come on.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you on that. So let's go through the 7 habits of healthy people. Habit number one is they don't buy junk. What does that mean?
Well, they don't buy from the standpoint that it's when you walk into that person's house. Typically speaking, the only time that they generally, it's not that they're perfect, but for the most part, when they have even those kind of things in their house at all, it might be at occasions, let's say Christmas, Thanksgiving, because their guests want junk, okay? So you end up having some of that at those times, but it's really about consistently, when they go to the grocery store, what kind of things are they buying? So they're not buying bags and bags of chips and nachos and all that kind of stuff, and all those things that are just laden with all that bad stuff and that are, you know, high on calories that aren't benefiting your body. So they're not buying the Twinkies. They're not buying all the stuff, the chocolates, and they're not overdoing it with the ice cream, all those kind of things. They're buying things that are really going to benefit their bodies, you know, more vegetables, more green, those kind of things. And the brown rice, and they're not loading up on the rice. All those kind of things is typically you'll find people who are really healthy tend to watch those things. Right. But again, they develop that lifestyle. And if they're not there, Nick, by the way, you can just start where you're at. Because at one time, I didn't like brown rice at one time. To be honest, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? My wife, I come home and I see something on the table and I say, honey, I love you. Thanks for making dinner. And then I look at the table and I kind of chuckle and I shake my head. why do you have white rice here?
Yeah.
I don't want it. And she knows, but she's like, well, I forgot. Hey, I love you. I'll have a little bit of it, but could you pick up brown rice? It's just better. Those kind of things, or wild rice and different things like that.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Habit number two is they have priorities. The people, healthy people, have priorities, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. They have. It's here's like I wake up in the morning. I woke up early today as an example, and I have a list of things that I in my mind that I already know that I'm going to do. I'm going to wake up. I have my clothes laid out. It's important because I need to save time. I need to maximize my time. But the first thing I get up, when I get up, I wash up. It's a priority. I don't want to go into the office stinking, okay? Yeah. So, because that's important. So you have to make exercise a priority. You have to make it a priority. You have to decide that you are going to do this, that you're going to make this investment. You have to prioritize it. So you have to fit it in. So here's an example, okay? It was Mother's Day. And my wife had things that she wanted to do, and I said, yes, we're going to do these things, but guess what I need to do? I need to go downstairs and do my exercises first, because once the festivities start, Nick, there's no way I'm going to get it in.
Right.
So I make it a priority to get those things in. So I come home and give my wife a kiss after work. I love you. I go downstairs, get on the elliptical, get on an exercise bike, burn those calories, and that's what each and every one of us have to do, because you're busy. But guess what? Guess what I found out? Everybody's busy.
Right.
Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So don't make excuses. Don't make excuses. You have to just prioritize it. Put it up there. Make it. It has to be number one in your life. And anybody that has made it number one in their life, guess what? Like Elaine LaLanne. Okay.
Right.
They're in great shape still.
The other thing you talk about is at habit number three is the healthy people stop when they're full. I know that sounds simple. Like if you're eating, stop if you're full.
Well, stop if you're full. I've sat at the table and I've watched people and they're talking to me, and they're like, you watch their mouth. They have a certain face when they're eating, when they first started eating, and it's kind of like they're chewing at a certain speed. And they're chewing, and they're swallowing, blah, blah, blah. Chew, 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 right, then swallow, right? Now, you sit up there and you watch these people, and all of a sudden now it's kind of funny when you're talking to them. You start seeing them chewing slower. It's almost like,
yeah.
And what it is they're full, but they're still eating,
yeah.
Okay? And you see it all the time. They keep stuffing it in. You're full. Stop. And another thing, and I've always said this before, and a lot of people don't listen, but even yesterday, I had three tall glasses of water before anything else. And one of the people came over and they said, well, you want to try some of this punch? I had maybe a quarter cup of that sugar-laden punch, maybe, of that. But it was important because of the things that I did before. I want to fill up on water first so that I'm not, you know, taking in excess calories.
Yeah, and that's another one of your habits is drinking water. You say fit people drink lots of water, and that's like the main and it's water is their main drink, which I think is pretty interesting. And that's the case for me. I drink a ton of water every day.
Yeah, and I think that's important because you look at people too. If most of the time, if somebody comes in, they go to the doctor a lot of times, and they'll say, you know, I just don't seem like I have energy, and I just seem kind of sluggish. The first thing the doctor will say. Do you drink a lot of water? And most of those people, generally speaking, well, and then a doctor say, well, really, how many glasses or what do you have a day? And most people that are feeling sluggish, generally speaking, aren't getting enough water. You have to keep yourself hydrated,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So you get that lethargic that sits in. So that's so important. And then, again, getting back to it, if you drink a lot of water, if you fill up on water, you're less likely to fill up on other things. And that's why restaurants a lot of times will say, well, the price of this is this, but we'll give you a free drink or whatever. Well, they do those things at a buffet as an example. They don't want you eating them out of house and home. So what do they give you, Nick? They give you free punch, right?
Right.
And they're hoping that all the kids fill up on that so they take less food. So.
All right. Let's talk before we're running out of time here. Tell me about the apps that you have. You have some apps that are available and they're free.
Yeah, they're free, and they're free because I'm never going to charge somebody for apps as an example. I want to help people. I want to be a blessing. The one is if it's on motivational videos, so if a person just needs they want to see me and they want to get motivated, then go to my website. It's right on every page. It's just apps, okay? And they can download that. It's free. The other one is like I have quotes out. If somebody just wants to pick up something that's positive and a quote, Another one is actually, it's me actually doing physical exercise tips, and I'll be adding to that from time to time with new exercises. I got stuff on how to do your arms, abdominal. I even have a walking in there for a person that's just starting out on a walking program that wants to get a little, and this one is based on a more spiritual, that one particularly. So people will go to that and they'll pick out what works for them, if that makes sense. Now.
Yeah. Okay. All right, and that's all at fitnessking.com. Fitnessking.com.
Yes,
information about the books, information about the TV show. You've got your tips there, and, of course, free apps that can help people out. Ron, always a pleasure to have you on. I want you to have a great summer, okay?
Thank you, too. Always a pleasure to be on, and you guys stay top. Stay at the top of the list. Okay?
All right, buddy. Take care, man.
Okay, thank you now.
There
take
you
care.
Go. Ron Henderson, everybody. He's the Fitness King. Check out fitnessking.com for more info, and we have a link on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. All right, we're going to take a break right here on 720 WGN.